Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones, and joining us, as he does every other week at this time, from the Fishful Thinker, Chad LaChance. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing great. It's going to hit almost 100, but it's going to be down in the 80s on a Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, this is warm weather this time of the year, but it's dry. It's great to get out in Colorado. One thing that's going on, Chad, though, and it happens almost every year, our reservoirs start going down because we're getting draws of water for agriculture, for lawns, and the flows have stopped coming out of the mountains pretty much. And some are even being drawn down further because there's work going to be done. So this moves the fish. So should I just quit fishing and wait till the water stabilizes or comes up, or what should I do?
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. In fact, you should just go ahead and bring your boat over to my house and leave it here and your tackle. Just quit. Just quit biting when the water drops. You know, jokes aside, it's one of the most common things we hear every year. Oh, man, is the water up? Oh, good, I'm going to come fish. And the reality of the situation is the falling water, like you said, is normal here. It's normal up and down the Front Range. You know, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Pueblo Reservoir or Horsetooth or Carter Lake or Boyd Lake or whichever ones you're talking about. They all fluctuate some. And the falling water, it affects the anglers, you know, kind of like clouds. It affects anglers more than it affects the fish. But having said that, you still have to approach it a little bit different. And you have to adjust your techniques and your locations to deal with the water levels that are coming down. And as you alluded to, there are some repairs. Horsetooth Reservoir, our home reservoir, one of the most popular ones in the state, is being drawn all the way down for some repairs to the outlet this year. So here before very long, the lake will be very, very low, and that condenses all the fish and changes the angling, but it certainly doesn't make them uncatchable, but there's some key parts to it. And one of those that I think people need to remember is going to happen is the water is going to get muddy. And that's not intuitive, but when the banks have been flooded for a long time, whether you be here or at Carter Lake, wherever, when the banks have been flooded, they get wet and soggy and whatever. And then as the water comes down, the surface of the water is now disrupting all that mud. So you get boats running up and down the lake. You get a breeze like we have today. And pretty soon the whole lake is muddy colored instead of nice and clear like it is when it's full. And so that's one change that's going to change things. It's going to, you know, affect things is the fact that the water's not clear. The other thing is as the water drops, the fish realize it's dropping. They know it, and they will have a serious propensity for being near steeper banks or with more immediate access to deeper water because they don't want to get caught a long ways from deep water. And that's always the case to some degree, but it's really the case when the water's dropping as fast as it is. And to give the audience some kind of an idea, Horsetooth has dropped 7 feet since July 6th. So it's dropping a lot, and it's going to continue to drop. And when it's dropping at that rate, it's going to change how the fish position. And I'm referencing all of the fish, not just some of them. It's not like just the walleyes or just the bass. All of the fish in the lake are going to stay away from long stretches of shallow water. They're going to be closer to deeper water, and they're probably going to be, which is counterintuitive, a little bit shallower because of the dirt in the water. They don't get near the light penetration, so they potentially can be higher in the water column as well, which is something else to be considered.
Well, and at times, I think as this water pulls away and we get a more active bait fish, I tend to see sometimes the fish suspend off the shore a little bit too. Do you see that happening, or are you still able to catch them right on structure?
No, absolutely. They'll pull off and suspend. What we mean by that is they're not sitting on the bottom. They're not on the top. They're somewhere in the middle of the water column. and not necessarily relating. What I find is when the water gets muddy, they tend to suspend over the top of stuff as opposed to along the side of stuff for whatever reason. So when for instance, here at Horseshoe, we'll talk about that because it's where I live. The hump, there's a bunch of humps and ridges all around the lake that either stick out into the lake or that are fully submerged. When the water is stained like it is right now, we're only looking at maybe a foot and a half of visibility, if that, the fish will sit on top of stuff very commonly as opposed to up against the side of it. And so they're suspended just deep enough to keep the sunlight out of their eyes, but they're not all the way down on the bottom like they would be if the water was really clear.
Now, how do you approach these fish? What kind of presentations do you like to go after them with? And it's going to vary by species and by lake, obviously, but talk horse tooth and maybe talk some generalities.
Yeah, for sure, by species. So for a couple things, first of all, when the water gets more discolored like it is, I tend to fish either real bright colored baits like a chartreuse or a fire tiger, or I will fish really dark bait or a white bait. So in other words, a white, a black, or a really bright color. I'm not fishing my natural colors. I'm not fishing my traditional shad patterns and stuff like that. I'm not fishing translucent baits or anything like that. I'm not fishing my normal smelt colored bait. I'll be fishing one that's chartreuse over white or fire tiger or black shad, something like that, to brighten the colors. The other thing I'll consider doing with the stain in the water is adding some vibration, something like a beetle spin arm, or something like that to my presentation, or a little bit of strobe effect to pick up the either a blade that's white on one side and chrome on the other, or something like that, to give me some flash so that the fish can locate my bait easier. So that's one of the things, and that will be across all species. It doesn't matter if I'm dealing with bass or walleyes or trout. The brighter colors or the flash, the vibration will help them locate your bait in the stained water scenario. And keep in mind, we are in a peak summer feeding thing, so the fish want to feed. They just need to locate your lure to do it. And then the other thing that I'll do, because of the fact that fish may be suspended, is we'll fish baits with really, really, really good depth control. So now's when we start looking at maybe a drop shot bait, or we'll suspend something under a topwater bait. That's another possibility. But we want really good depth control. And the reason being is if you're seeing a lot of fish that are on your graph that are higher than water column, you suspect they are, you don't want to be fishing under them. So I don't want to be putting a jig down that's hard to keep control of the depth. So I'll work higher in the column. And I'm not going to be working very many real erratic baits this time of year. And anyone that's a fan of Fishful Thinker knows I do a lot of real erratic stuff, but it's hard for fish to get clean bites on that when the water's stayed. And when you're up in the water column, it's really hard to keep presentations that can vary your depth. In other words, if I need a bait that's 15 feet down, it's hard to keep a bait that's horizontal and erratic right there. So, again, I'll end up doing something a little bit more vertical in the presentation. But at the end of the day, the fish are feeding most of the time, even the heat right now, and it's just a matter of keeping the mix up, make sure they can locate your presentation, and don't get below them.
So what if we got a couple minutes, if you were going to head out in these northern lakes, Boyd, Carter, Horsetooth, well, we got some really beautiful weather coming up. It's going to be warm. Some of it's almost better from shore because you don't have to be out in a hot boat, but boat gives you access to get around to where these fish are at. Where are a couple places you're going to probably go in the next few days?
Well, I'm for sure going to Boyd. I've been to Boyd several times recently, and Boyd Lake is coming down, same thing. And so if, let's say, they were a bass guy and you were there and all the bushes were flooded, well, guess what? They're not now, or they're not very, very, very few of them. So now at Boyd, you're dealing with, again, the offshore stuff. And in the case of Boyd, that's going to be typically aquatic vegetation. There's not a tremendous amount of structure in Boyd. And having been running around the other day and looking at the graph, there was a lot of fish sitting just off the bottom in the 15 to 18 foot range. I didn't fish for them. We were specifically looking for full grown largemouth, so I wasn't looking for them. But just watching my graph, I know there was a bunch of fish sitting out off the bottom, and they're sitting again up off the bottom because the water's definitely more discolored than it was a week ago. And as it gets deeper, or as it drops more and more, the vegetation is going to get thicker and thicker, the American pondweed that grows in there. And also, that's going to hold some fish. So I'll probably be fishing the edges of that vegetation at Boyd. But just, it's a very productive fishery. Horsetooth is kind of in a transition stage right now. I'd give it another week before I was going out here. And the reason being is the trees and all the bushes are now coming out of the water, but the fish are just really moving to their what I would consider late summer stuff. So give that one a week would be my thoughts. But I'm going to Boyd.
All right, my friend, we're going to let you go. But if you had to, if people need to get a hold of you or they want to get more information from you, how do they find you?
Yeah, fishbowlthinker.com, of course, and on our social media, fishbowlthinker across all platforms. And I want to let people know, too, for our Fishbowl Thinker YouTube channel, we're drawing from all subscribers that are in that channel. July 22nd, we're giving away an Abu Garcia Revo EXD casting reel. All you have to be is a subscriber at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on July 22nd. We're going to draw from those. So, but yeah, if they want to get a hold of us, fishbowlthinker.com or any of the social media at fishbowlthinker.
All right. Thank you, Chad. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. Chad LaChance from Fishful Thinker. We're going to start wrapping it up. I want to talk a little bit about a few places you can go fishing yourself. I went out a little bit myself and checked some of the ponds for bass. I could take my boat out, and it's hot some days. Some days I just want to run and fish for a couple hours. A lot of small ponds. Right now, I can take a 4-inch plastic worm, put it on about a 2-aught hook, unweighted, and just drag around right in the weeds on most of these ponds and catch a number of bass. And while I did that, I spooked out a lot of panfish, and those panfish would be readily available under a bobber with some bait or some gulp. So there's opportunities really close to home to get out and take advantage of that. I'll post some of this on our Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and a lot of the stuff we covered today is on our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. And speaking of the best, I think we should find out if the best sports, I don't know what you are, you're a sports
legend, icon.
Well, I was trying to think of the right word. When I said best, my vocabulary ran out. So, but no, all kidding aside.
Well, Terry, I was going to say, I'm glad you're bringing back the trivia for prizes and stuff, because if I recall correctly, last time you had trivia, I was dominating that, and I was expecting to get like a knife out of it or something. But so I'm glad that you're coming back. You're bringing the trivia back. You're bringing the prizes back, and I'm going to get in the mix.
Well, yeah, but you're not eligible.
What? Oh, no.
Read my lips. Can you see me? You're not eligible.
Dan, hey. Dan, you won an extra minute with Terry.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe two. So, hey, Dan, one thing I seriously do want to talk to you about, I'm watching all the pro sports trying to start up, you know, all of them, really. They're either starting or getting ready for camps. And we're already seeing, like, UNC and college sports. And we're already saw UNC shut down their practice because of COVID. I'm really holding my breath on some of these sports. How optimistic are you about some of the sports?
I'm not very optimistic as far as college sports go and college football. They're trying, they're doing their best to cobble together some sort of season for college football. When the commissioner of the SEC comes out and also the Notre Dame athletic director make comments that they're running out of time, that they just don't see it, you know, they're having a difficulty, you know, making decisions on it. I don't think we're going to see college football, and I don't think it makes sense for us to see college football. The pro sports, they're going to give it a go. They're all going to give it a go. Now, if they can finish their seasons, that remains to be seen. They're at least going to try. Now, college sports, I think they're in serious jeopardy for the season.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. What are anything in particular people need to be listening for as you get into your show?
Yeah, we're going to have we're going to see if the NFL, we're going to have DMAC on, and we're going to have James Merrill out. We're going to see if the NFL is heading towards an MLB-type disaster with their Players Association. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up. And Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, we want to thank Kyle in the studio for keep going. I'm in my studio at home, and Karen is the go-between. And between the two of them, they keep me on the air and keep me online here. Thanks them. And thank all of you for listening. Join us next week on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.